Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 to 7. But when the set time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship. Because you are his sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. We talked yesterday about experiencing the Holy Spirit. Experience is important, but not just for experience's sake. There are things God wants to say to you, ways he longs to change you. If you've never seen the film The Lion King, then you might want to skip the next few paragraphs. Or better still, go and watch the film, then come back and read the rest. In The Lion King, there's a moment where the hero, Simba, is wandering aimlessly in the wilderness. His father, the king Mufasa, has died, and Simba seems oblivious to his destiny as heir. Rafiki the monkey follows Simba and tries to provoke him into action. "You don't even know who you are," says Rafiki. "Oh, and I suppose you know," replies Simba. "Sure I do," says the monkey. "You're Mufasa's boy." It's a defining moment in the film. As Simba starts to believe in his identity, as he realizes who he is, he finds the courage to stop running away and live the life he was born for. He finds purpose and boldness because he realizes he's the son of the king. Before anything else, if you are a Christian, you are a son or daughter of God, and nothing can ever take this away. No other words override it. No disaster decreases its value, and no success adds to its worth. It's down to nothing you did yourself. It's all down to God's grace. Jesus did it, all because he loves you. And now, because of Jesus, God the Father looks at you and sees the righteousness, goodness, and blamelessness of Jesus. He treats you as if you've lived the life that Jesus lived. And if that's how God sees you, then that's who you are. What is available to you as a follower of Jesus is a life of supernatural power and purpose, but the doorway to that life is understanding who you are in Christ. One of the things the Holy Spirit loves to do is to reveal to followers of Jesus their sonship. If you need greater understanding of who you are, ask him to reveal it. Then believe it and walk in it. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you more of who you are in Christ. What tangible difference does it make to know that you are a son or daughter of the King?